Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. So I want to have a heart-to-heart conversation with you guys about binge eating and what it actually takes to conquer and be completely free from binging for the rest of your life. So right now, you might be in a place where you're having some good days with food, quote unquote, good days with food, where you're not binging, you're feeling in control, you are eating nourishing meals, you're feeling amazing in your body, and then you can have some days where you feel like a switch just like went off in your brain and you are out of control with food, you can't stop eating sweets, you just feel like you have absolutely no control. You're binging after binging. It's days and weeks of binging. And you're like, what the heck is happening? Like, I literally just had an entire week where I felt so good. I didn't have any binges. I felt like I was very in tune with my body and I was eating when I was hungry and I was stopping when I was full. And I felt so amazing. And then literally the next week or the next day later, you're like, what is going on? Like, where did my motivation go? Where did my discipline go? I am out of control. And sometimes when you're in this place, you might convince yourself, I just need to try harder. When you're having binge after binge, you might convince yourself, because I did this, I'm just like, it's okay. I promise that I'm going to do better tomorrow. I promise that I'm going to, you know, try hard to not give in to my urges. Like, I promise I'm never going to binge again. When you're having those days or weeks of binging and binging and binging and binging, it's really easy to convince yourself, like, I just need to try harder, or I need more motivation, or I just need to, like, not give in to my urges, right? Like, I'm fine. Like, you know, like, I can do this. And then on the days or the weeks where you're feeling really good with food, you might convince yourself, see, I don't need support. I don't need to heal my relationship with food. I'm fine. I remember being in this place back in 2019. I would be in these waves of 1 week, I'd feel really good with food. Like, I'm like, oh, like, I kind of feel like I am getting a better relationship with food. Like, you know, I'm starting to eat when I'm hungry. I'm starting to stop when I'm full. I had some sweets today and I was able to stop. Like, things are good. And then literally, it could be the next week where I'm like, what just happened? Like, why am I so out of control with food? It's like, what happened in my brain where it's like from 1 week to the next, it feels so different. And in 2019, I'll never forget, there was this 1 week where I had probably the worst binges of my entire life. It was a week of hell. Like, it was just out of body experience, no control. Every single night I was binging, super out of control. And I remember thinking to myself, I can't do this anymore. I am exhausted. I am so burnt out from dieting. I don't want to think about another calorie ever again. I'm literally thinking about food all day long. I am completely out of control with food. I need help. Like, I need support. I need a better relationship with food. I can't do this on my own. Like, I am so burnt out. I am so exhausted. I don't know how to not give in to my urges. I don't know how to have a better relationship with food. I don't know how to shift my mind to stop seeing food as good versus bad, because I've been on diet since I was 14 years old. So, like, I don't even know how to look at a chocolate bar and be okay with eating it. Like, this is where I was at back in 2019. So I remember messaging a coach and I was like, I sent like a paragraph and I was like, hey, Angelique, and I remember sending this coach a message and I was like, you probably hear this all the time, but I enjoy eating healthy and I know so much about health and nutrition, but I am so out of control with food. And I'm like, I'm ready to stop my binge eating. Like, I need your help. I was so at rock bottom in that point because it was binging was impacting my relationships. I was snappy all the time. I was irritable all the time. I never wanted to go out and see my friends or even family members. It was impacting my intimate life. Like, I never wanted to be intimate. It was impacting even just like my focus on a regular basis. You know, like thinking about food all day long, it really does, you know, derail your focus on what actually matters to you. So I recognize like I need support. Like, I cannot do this on my own. I literally need support. I can't do this. I hit rock bottom. I sent the message. I said, like, I'm ready. The next day, I woke up. I'm fine. I don't think I need help. I'm fine. I think it was just like a bad week. I probably just like didn't have any motivation. Like, it's fine. Like, I have a good relationship with food. Like, I don't need help. Like, it's okay. I got this. I'm going to be really intentional. I'm going to be more present. Like, I got this. So I didn't message the coach back. And I was like, I can do this. Like, I'm going to do this on my own. Like, I don't need to fix my relationship with food. Like, I think I'm on a pretty good path. And then I said to myself, I had a conversation with myself and I said this, Lorna, you are not here to just have a few good days with food, a few good days where you don't binge, followed by days and weeks of binging. You don't want to have a few good body image days followed by days where you can't even look at yourself in the mirror. You don't want to have some good days where you feel in control with food and some days where you feel out of control with food. You want to end this cycle for good. And I said to myself, I don't want to just even stop my binge eating. Like, I want to speak kinder to myself. You know, I thought to how many years I've literally spent at war with food and my body, hating my body, being so hard on myself, being this perfectionist, you know, beating myself up, speaking so negatively to myself. And I said, I don't want that. I don't want that. So it's not even like I can just do this on my own. It was like, I don't want to just be having some good days with food and some not so good days with food. Like, I want this out of my life. I never want to binge again. I want a healthy relationship with food. I want to be able to travel with my husband and not worry about how many calories I'm consuming. I want to be able to go on spontaneous dates with my husband and not be stressed out about the food. I actually want to be present with him. I want to look forward to being intimate, not like, oh no, sorry, I can't be intimate because like I'm so bloated and I ate so much. I wanted to throw on an outfit and be like, all right, let's go out the door versus like, oh no, oh my God, I'm so bloated. Oh my God, your arms look so fat. Oh my God. I just wanted to be normal. I just wanted to eat normally. I wanted to just have a good relationship with food in my body for the first time because for 10 years of my life, I lived at war with food and my body. So in that moment, I had a decision. I said, Lorna, you could continue down this path where you are right now. You're having some good days. You're also having some really shitty days where you're still binging and completely out of control, but you're having some good days. So like you can keep doing that. You could have some good days with food and some days where you're beating yourself up and you feel like a failure and you're so inflamed and you're so bloated, but then maybe next week you're fine. Or you can get the support that you need. You can really go all in and heal your relationship with food so that you never have to worry about binging ever again. So in that moment, I said yes to myself. And I said, you know what? I am sick and tired of dieting. I am sick and tired about thinking about food all day long. I am sick and tired of waking up in the morning still full and still bloated from how much I ate last night. I am sick and tired of feeling so inflamed that I literally feel like my body is like 20 sizes larger. I am sick and tired of stressing about going out for dinner that I have to look at the menu a week in advance. I am sick and tired of pushing my husband away and not wanting him to touch me. I am sick and tired of living at war with food in my body. So I said, you know what? I'm going to change. I'm going to heal my relationship with food. I'm going to get the support that I need so that I can be kinder to myself. I can have freedom with food. I can get back in tune with my hunger and fullness cues. I can stop thinking about food and calories all day. That's what I want. So in that moment, I decided, yes. Right now, you might be fine, quotations. You might be fine in the sense of maybe you're not binging every single day. Maybe you're not, you're starting to have less binges, but you want to stop your binge eating for good. Maybe you're having weeks of doing well and then you have a binge, but do you want to keep doing that? The answer is probably no. That was the answer for me. I don't want to have less binges. I don't want to binge ever again. I don't want to have some good body image days. I want to feel confident in my own skin. I don't want to wake up some mornings, you know, feeling light and energetic, and then some mornings feeling so bloated and inflamed. I want to feel amazing every single day. But this doesn't mean that there's not fear. This doesn't mean that you're not scared. It is okay to have fear when you are trying something new and you're going all in and you're healing your relationship with food. That's normal. But how many more days do you want to really like say to yourself, like, when is this going to end? Because I repeated to myself so many times, like, when is this going to end? Like, I just want this to be gone. You know, I would like look at myself in the mirror and be like, Lorna, like, promise yourself you're never going to binge again. And I'm like, I could keep promising myself that I'm never going to binge again, or I'm going to have one last binge. But like, that's not going to change the fact that I'm still binging. And I had to get really real with myself. And I want you to get real with yourself. You can continue promising yourself that I'm never going to binge again. Or you can get the proper support and never binge again. You might be saying to yourself, like, when is this going to end? And I'm giving you an opportunity to end it. You might be saying to yourself, like, I am so freaking done with binging. Like, I am so done with dieting. I don't want to think about food and calories all day long. Like, when is this going to end? And I'm giving you the opportunity to say yes, to heal your relationship with food so that you can end this. Your binge eating will end the moment that you decide to end it. And what I mean by that is, the moment you decide, I've had enough. I don't want to wake up full and bloated. I don't want to be promising myself that I'm just going to have one last binge. I don't want to keep beating myself up. The moment that you decide that you are done with that and you are ready for freedom, you are ready for balance, you are ready to get your mental real estate back because you're not thinking about food and calories all day long. The moment you decide that and you get the proper support is the moment you're going to end binge eating for good. Every single client that comes to me and works with me, they have a moment where they're like, I don't want to keep thinking about food. I don't want to keep binging. And I know that I can't do this on my own. So I'm ready for support. There's no shame in getting support. I got support. The clients that come to me, I'm like, you just made the most wisest decision of your entire life. Because now you're going to learn all the tools. There are literally tools, you guys, that you can be implementing every single day to help you become less impulsive with food. There are literally tools that you can be using today that in a week from now can help you regain your control back. In a month from now, there are specific tools that you just don't know of yet. And once you have the proper tools and you have the proper support, you can stop your binge eating. When I say that there is a way out, there is. I can help you stop your binge eating. But you need to get to a point where you need to say to yourself, I am done with binging. I am done with dieting and I'm ready for that. Because the moment you decide is the moment you're going to conquer. I had a client that I worked with. It's been, I think, less than a month or just about a month. And we did a few coaching calls together. And she's like mind blown because there was like one tool that I gave her that she's implemented. Because when you're a client of mine and you take action, like you're going to see how quickly you can actually have less binges. And she's like, it's so weird that I just haven't been binging. Like, is this normal? I'm like, yes, because you decided you were done with binging. You showed up for yourself. You committed to my program. You showed up. You're utilizing the tool. Of course, you're going to have less binges. When you commit and you decide I'm done with binging and you get the proper support, you utilize the tools, you can actually realize how much closer freedom is to you. When I was trying to figure this out on my own, I'm like, there's no way. Like, I'm just going to struggle with binge eating for the rest of my life. And the reason I felt like I was going to struggle with binge eating for the rest of my life is because I didn't know what to do. I had no tools. I also didn't have anyone else in my life that was binging. So I literally felt super alone. I'm like, nobody else thinks about food. Nobody else binges. Like, I'm just like this isolated person. Like, nobody else does this, right? And my partner didn't understand me. My mom didn't understand me. I couldn't tell my friends. And like, that made me even more frustrated because I'm like, literally nobody gets me. The moment that you decide to get support and you have the tools, you're going to recognize you are actually not broken. The moment you decide to get support and you join a community, whether it's my membership, whether it's my academy, whether it's one of my programs, and you're surrounded by other people who are going through the exact same thing as you, you're going to recognize I'm not alone. And you're going to recognize that freedom and a binge-free life is so much closer than you realize. When you're trying to figure out how to do this on your own, it's like you're like on a hamster wheel. When I tried to figure this out on my own, I was like trying to ask my husband for advice. And he's like, I don't even know what binge eating is. And it became even more frustrating. So I'm like, I'm trying to explain, like, I'm not just overeating, like I'm full on binging. He didn't understand it, right? You become more frustrated. Imagine if you actually had the tools, the support, the coaching, the community to really help you to feel less alone. You're going to have binge-free days, binge-free weeks, binge-free months. So I really want you to get real with yourself because I had a breaking point in 2019 where I was like, I could keep going down this path of some good days and some not good days. And if I continued down that path, I wouldn't be here 4 years binge-free. So really ask yourself, do I want to keep waking up every single morning, feeling embarrassed, feeling guilty, feeling shameful, beating myself up, feeling full? Or am I ready to get the proper support so that I don't have to wake up feeling full and bloated? So that I don't have to promise myself one last time, I don't even feel the urge anymore. I'm giving you the opportunity. I've gone through this process myself. It doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't actually have to be challenging or complicated. The moment that you decide you are ready to stop binge eating is the moment you will end it. So are you ready for that? I know you. You don't want to just have less binges. You are here to sustainably end your binge eating for good. This is what I help my clients with. If you just want to have a few good days with food, then continue to distract yourself or stay busy or go to bed early and brush your teeth. But if you want to end binge eating for good for the rest of your life, I am the coach for you. There is a reason that I not only stopped my binge eating, but I maintained it for 4 years. Because when you do things sustainably, you will never feel the urge to binge ever again. You can be stressed. You can be going through tough times in your life and you still will not binge. So, I love working with women who are ready, who are committed, and who are willing to put in the work. Because I got the tools. And when you're ready, and when you utilize the tools, you will conquer. So if you are ready for that, I am here to support you. I just welcomed a few new clients into the membership. I welcomed a client into the academy, into the Break the Late Night Binge program. There's so many different options available to you. You can message me and I can find the absolute perfect fit for you. Somebody said, can we lose weight with recovery? So what I always tell my clients is when you work with me, I'm going to help you heal your relationship with food. I'm going to help you get back in tune with your hunger and fullness cues. You can eat when you're hungry and you can stop when you're full. You're going to be able to stop your binging. And just imagine no longer consuming thousands of calories. Your weight will naturally take care of itself. Imagine if you no longer binged. You wouldn't be consuming all those calories, right? A lot of the times, the reason why people can't release weight is because of their binges. So if you're no longer binging, not only are you going to be healthier, because restricting and binging is extremely hard on your body, right? Like when you're not eating and then you're consuming so many calories, like that's so hard on your metabolism. So imagine if you're not doing that, you're going to have a faster metabolism. But not only that, if you're not consuming thousands of calories, then you're not going to have to restrict the next day. You're not going to, you know, barely eat all day and then again lead into another binge. So as a result of no longer binging, your weight will absolutely take care of itself. Yeah. All right, you guys, it is your time. I see you. A binge-free life is so much closer than you realize. It's actually not that complicated to stop your binging. Stop your binge eating. With the proper support, with the community, people come into my programs and they're like, thank God I'm not alone. Like, when you surround yourself with other people who get it, it's like a weight just gets released off of your shoulders. You're like, thank goodness I'm not alone. And the moment that you say yes to yourself is the moment you're going to have less binges. You're going to be able to trust yourself around all foods. You're going to be able to stop eating when you're full. You're going to be able to better cope with your emotions without turning to food. All of this is so possible for you. You are not the exception. You are not broken. Like I said, the moment you decide you are ready to stop binge eating is the moment you're going to end it. So I am here. I'm giving you this opportunity to sustainably end your binge eating for good. If you are ready for that, feel free to message me. I will share a few different ways of how I can support you in your journey to conquering binge eating through rewiring your brain, getting rid of your urges so you no longer feel that urge or that impulse to binge, emotionally self-sabotage with food. I love you guys so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day and we'll see you guys soon.